This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 2127. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded February 24th, Antarctica, Australia, Canada, Colombia, Cuba, Egypt, Germany, Greece, Iran, Korea South, Kurdistan, Kuwait, Mexico, North America, Poland, Romania, South Carolina, Turkey, Ukraine, UK, USA, Vanuatu, unidentified, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Please note that, as usual, we're recording on Thursday afternoon, February 24th in this case, less than 24 hours after the Russian invasion of Ukraine got underway. We have a number of items relating to that, but please remember that if you're hearing this several days later during the following week, we cannot possibly have anything more recent than February 24th. The fast-breaking situation, however, is being covered in our World of Radio IO group. LRA 36 Antarctica continues on the air all summer, it seems, down there. We check 15475.98. Reduced carrier USB via remotes in Brazil on Wednesdays and Saturdays when it's ordinarily active after 15 UT. On Saturday, February 12th, it was barely audible. On Wednesday, the 16th, also heard. Not heard on Saturday, February 19th, but again on Wednesday, February 23rd. Late at 16:23 UT in that case. And by the way, on the 23rd, it was 30 degrees warmer in Esperanza than in Enid, where it was 10 degrees Fahrenheit. Upon Asilomar State Beach, California, Ron Howard's further monitoring of radio 4KZ 5055 kHz in Queensland. On February 19th, he tuned in at 0952 at a fair level, playing oldies music, and it was still on the air at last check, 1224. However, on following dates, it was off much earlier. On February 21st, he heard it cutting off at 0907, and on the 23rd, it was already off-checked at 0912. Regarding last week's comments about the decline of CBC Radio in Canada, more comments from Doug Brown of London, Ontario. CBC Radio 2 was great back in the day, when it was only available in large cities like Toronto, Montreal, and Vancouver. It was mostly classical music and jazz. But when they started to expand the network out into smaller communities like London, Windsor, and Cabbageville, the Toronto elitists at CBC felt they had to dumb it down for us rubes out here. So they flipped it to its current all-garage band format and rebranded it CBC Music. In the Michigan area tip sheet, Don Moore, nevertheless, in Zion, Pennsylvania, reports on the Colombian Coast Guard station on 8250 USB. It's at Buenaventura. It came on with a strong signal precisely at 11 UT on February 15th, mentioning Buenaventura twice, and identifying as Guardacostas, Colombia, and they were ready for traffic. After going through his list, some of them replying, some not, it went off at 11:08. Same format the next day, but much later at 11:39 to 11:48. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba. The English hour, ending at 01 UT, is supposed to be on 5040 only. But February 18th, toward the end of the hour, I heard it also on 13740 instead of Spanish. Havana Syndrome was the topic of CBS 60 Minutes on February 20th. It took up two-thirds of the program. If you missed it, I imagine you can find it at cbsnews.com. Something's always egregious in Egypt. Radio Cairo still attempting to broadcast English at 2115 UT, but succeeding only in presenting extremely distorted, totally unusable modulation, if any. It's supposedly on 9900, but via the remote in Holland, I've noted the off frequency has been drifting very slightly upward, about 1 hertz per day. As of February 23rd, it was on 9899.608. The one-day-a-year annual broadcast on February 21st of Radio Amrum, Germany, via France, did occur, as predicted, last week, starting at 16 UT, putting a good signal into North America. Mostly in German, but Richard Langley recorded this opening announcement in English.
Hello, we are broadcasting. This is Radio Amrum, the Frisian voice coming from Amrum, the island in North Germany. The frequency is 15.215, shortwave broadcasted with 500 kilowatts. It should be heard on the 21st of February in North America and East Coast. The initiator of this broadcasting is Mr. Ian Koto, Tannenwei 24 in 25946 Nebel on the island Amrum. My name is Gernot Rader, leader of the Free Assistance School, the Tosby Schule in Flensburg at the Danish borderline, Germany. The initiation to make an hour of broadcasting comes from Ian Koto, an enthusiastic inhabitant of Amrum. We speak about the so-called Bikebrennen, Bike burning and news of Amrum. This tradition is held on the 21st of February. They say the ghosts of the warming fire developed especially on the Frisian islands. On the so-called Peter Day in Old Frisian, exactly on the 21st of February, all over the Frisian islands fire are lightened. This happens between 5 and 6 o'clock p.m. Radio Amrum greets you all over the world, especially in New York, where more exiles from Amrum live than on this island just now.
Yes, that hum line from the transmitter in Issoudun, France, lasted the entire hour. There were unconfirmed reports that Voice of Greece would be closing down as of February 23rd, and in fact it was no longer heard on 9420 starting February 20th. But Richard Langley found it back on the air February 22nd at 1945, always only on 9420. But both King Dushel comments, it makes me very sad to hear about the closing of Avalis Soon, the transmitter site, after 60 years of wonderful folkloric music programs from Greece. Alan Holder upon the Isle of Wight says there was a very good article about the possible closure on the Greek news website Glyfada, G-L-Y-F-A-D-A. Interesting to read arguments of the seafarers' unions for retention of the broadcast. The technicians at the Avalida station gave their account of the current situation, operating costs, and their recommendations for upgrades to improve coverage in other parts of the world. However, all this would add up to a considerable expense. Christos Rigas, near Chicago, refers to a press release from ERT, his summary translation, titled Voice of Greece, Myths and Reality. Kostas Mahairas, ERT's director of Hellenism Abroad, gave a response to complaints by broadcast and shipping unions concerning the planned closure. He points out that Voice of Greece and the TV channel ERT World are currently and will continue to be available on various platforms distributed via internet and satellite available everywhere. After explaining that shortwave broadcasting is a thing of the past, he notes that the only people that are still listening to shortwave are hobbyists that only seek to receive verifications that they heard the station. Christos says it's quite obvious to me that unless something drastically happens, Voice of Greece will leave shortwave on March 31st as planned by ERT. Alex Kanavos replies, perhaps they could at least take the money they would spend on maintaining shortwave transmitters and put it into buying space on satellites. It would be very nice to have ERT World and all of ERT's radio networks free to air on one satellite to the Americas, maybe Galaxy 19. If anyone would like to protest to the powers that be and convince them that we are interested in more than QSLs, here are some email addresses provided by Christos Rigas. The General Directorate of Hellenism Abroad, dgh@mfa.gr. And you might copy to info@ert.gr and The Voice of Greece, all one word, @ert.gr. Regarding that new weekly clandestine service to Iran, Fridays at 17:30 to 18 on 5910, which was nothing but dead air, on February 11th. On February 18th, the next Friday, it was modulated, at least for most of that time, between 17:32 and 17:54. Nothing in English and no ID heard, but it's listed as Channel 1 TV. They did mention Kurdistan a couple of times, as I heard it via the remote in Holland. From Ron Howard in California, his weekly monitoring of the clandestines from South to North Korea, as of Monday, February 21st. It seems that Echo of Hope, VOH, and Voices of the People were mixing together, heard after 09 41 UT. The South Korean National Intelligence Service got their signals mixed up. They operate both stations. There were pop songs in English on VOH, while VOP had announcers at that time. The frequency carrying audio from both was 6250. Here in the new frequency lineup for VOH, 3990, 4885, 6000, 6250, 6355, and 9100. Check from 0915 UT. While VOP was heard on 3910, but 3930 was off the air. Also on 3480 and 4450. 6520 was off the air, and new 6250 mixing with VOH. Finally, 6600 after 0920. But it could not locate the sixth frequency for VOP. But checked again on Wednesday, February 23rd. VOP was back to its normal frequencies at 0905, 3480, 3910, 3930, 4450, 6520, and 6600. All echo of VOH at 0910 was on 3990, 4885, 6000, 6250, 6355, and 9100. While the third one, Voice of Freedom, February 23rd, signed on 5920 at 0753, with a gong rung 3 times. And the North Korean jamming is already on the air before that at 0700 until about 1100. Now about the clandestine for Kurdistanish Turkey, Denge Welat, in the NASA fly sheet, Rolfus Perry in Illinois reports, on February 18th and 19th, the Turkish jamming station was on 11530, but all alone at 1340. Meanwhile, Radio Denge Welat had switched to 11540, free of jamming on that date. However, on the next day, February 20th, Claudio Galas in Chile said it was the anti-Kurdish tape jammer of Turkish music on 11540, heard from 1420 to 1440. But Dr. Hans-Jürg Biener in Germany reports on February 22nd that the jammer was on 11530 at 1725, but by 1730, Denge Welat had switched to its lower frequency, 9525, while the jamming continued on 11530. But there's an additional frequency of Denge Welat, 9550, heard at 1825 parallel to 9525. Kai Ludwig in Germany replies that 1858, the additional transmission on 9550 was gone again. Obviously something is going on here, selling them a second frequency would of course be a win-win, since it would mean that either one frequency will remain unjammed, or TRT will have to kill more of its foreign broadcasting. Ivo Ivanov, Observer Bulgaria, has a full schedule of additional extra frequencies for Denge Welat as of February 18th. The new relay site for them is Kostenbrod, or Secret Broad, in Bulgaria, as follows. 07 to 14 on 15285. 14 to 17 on 9480 with interference. 17 to 19, 9550. 19 to 22, 6180. 22 to 24 UT, 5945. As of February 23rd, it seems the jammers had not yet discovered the additional frequencies. On February 20th, Zaharias Langas in Greece was hearing Radio Kuwait, varying above and below 15390 for the English program at 07 UT. It was supposed to be on 15530, but on February 23rd, John Gleason in the British GX Club was hearing that frequency with something in Arabic, presumably Kuwait. Wolfgang Büschel says one of their 5 Ampagon transmitters is very much in need of repair with a faulty exciter, causing it to move all over the 19-meter band. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio 2127, a non-commercial service like our website, worldofradio.com. Thus, voluntary financial support is very much appreciated, which may be sent, not necessarily in U.S. funds, via PayPal, to WORADIO at yahoo.com, or by money order or check on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. About the X-bander in Reynosa, Tamaulipas, Mexico, XEFCR, recently reported identifying as Heraldo Radio. That apparently was a test of relaying a certain network. But in the medium wave circle, as of February 18th, Mauricio Molano in Spain says is again heard identifying as focus radio. The offset frequency helps to identify it. It was slightly variable, about 41 hertz on the plus side. Here's an extremely unusual spot for a North American pirate, reported by Mark Taylor in Wisconsin in the NASA flash sheet. 9430, February 13th, at 2023 UT, it was Mix Radio International. Paris Youngus forwards info about ham operations in Poland due to the situation in neighboring Ukraine, approved by the coordinator SQ5T. In the face of latest threats and possibility of an incoming wave of refugees, with over 2 million already living in Poland, we remind you that we are at your disposal. ISIS hams may send info by email to relatives in Poland or emergency services via the WinLink system, which works on the HF bands. Software may be downloaded at winlink.org. The Polish WinLink nodes are 3595.5, 14111, and 1865 kilohertz. Cell voice communications in Polish or English will be available at 18 to 20 UT on 3770 or 7110, give or take. On February 21st, Chrissy Brand, Secretary General of the European DX Council, optimistically reported that on May 20th to 22nd, the EDXE conference would take place in Bucharest, Romania. Details at edxcnews.wordpress.com. North Carolina Non, the Brothers Terre cult has shown up on a new frequency, 9290. Ivo Ivanov, Bulgaria, has been monitoring it. Apparently they're just testing. At first between 1330 and 1430, but on February 24th it was between 13 and 14 UT. He says transmitter site unknown, but probably Uzbekistan or Tajikistan. Marshall Real in Maryland tells us that as of February 13th, the Washington, D.C. area station, carrying Brother Stare, WCTN 950, was off the air, so Brother Stare is also gone from D.C. A BBC monitoring report, February 14th, Goodbye Turkey, Hello Türkiye. Turkey is rebranding its internationally recognized name as Türkiye, that is, with an umlaut on the U, as it's spelled in the Turkish language. President Erdogan said the new name represents and expresses the culture, civilization, and values of the Turkish nation in the best way. But the change is about more than phonetic pronunciation, as explained in a sesquiminute video. It seems that the English word Turkey has negative connotations, referring to a bird or something being incompetent. What's next, reviving the Ottoman Empire? Oh, that wouldn't work. It refers to footstools. Now about Ukraine. Unfortunately, Radio Ukraine International dropped shortwave several years ago. For a while, it was relayed on WRMI, but not lately. However, kudos to Jeff White for bringing it back immediately as of February 24th at 12 to 1230 UT on 5010. That's supposed to appear daily, except on Fridays. And unfortunately, that frequency and time send the signal south, so it's not very good for North America, and it's rather early. We hope there'll be some other relay times on WRMI. That would presumably come from their English language segments on their web stream, which just before the invasion, Richard Langley researched as follows. There are easily accessed webcasts from a couple of earls at www.nrcu.gov.ua. Look for the Channel 4 player, which means RUI. There's continuous 24-hour streaming with one-hour English segments four times a day, starting at these universals, 21, 23, 02, and 13. He said it appears the first new broadcast is at 21, the others being repeats. Well, the other link to try is www.ukr.radio.uk/schedule. Where things were a bit hectic in Kyiv, and on February 24th, Richard Langley says there was no English heard at 13 UT, or at least after 1310, just music and occasional announcements in Ukrainian. And an hour earlier, Richard Langley says the streaming of RUI is intermittent on both links. TuneIn says the station is unavailable. Also intermittent via MyTuner on February 24th, 1145 to 1210 UT. Now about medium wave from Ukraine and the medium wave circle, Christoph Ratzer in Austria reports on February 22nd. Due to the absence of the Macedonia transmitter on 810, There's a small reception possibility of Army IFM, the radio station of the Ukrainian Ministry of Defense, heard weekly around 809.5 kHz variable late in the afternoon, weak signal and modulation, and blocked by Scotland after about 1730 or 1800. It's located in Hirnyk, H-I-R-N-Y-K, in the Donetsk Oblast. Maybe using a remote, Zaharis Nyangas in Greece was hearing it on 809.48 at 1748 to 1756 with IDs and pop songs, but there was a carrier interfering from 808. Also using a remote, Dan Robinson measured it on 809.37, February 23rd, but that was against interference from Macedonia on 810. Norita in Finland forwards a report, February 24th, from Karelia Medium Wave DX, that Ukraine is back with 400 kilowatts on 549 kHz. One more medium wave of interest on 648 kHz, Radio Krim Reali, which is just across the Crimean border in Ukraine proper, heard by Kari Kallio in Finland with an S9 plus signal. At 13 to 17 UT is its schedule with 25 kilowatts. The location is Chonhok. We're about trying to hear Ukraine via streaming. Dan Goldfarb says, as the tanks rolled in February 24th, I tried the usual high-quality streams online, but no matter which one I chose at ukr.radio/maps, the results were either clips of about 14 seconds or a tough-to-listen-to stream with a different audio constantly battling against it at the same output level. I wonder if it had been hacked. Richard Langley says that number 4 link was okay at 1720 UT. Sheldon Harvey says, here's a full page of Ukrainian radio services, predominantly in Ukrainian, at www.figures101languages.net, and look for Ukrainian. Also Ukrainian TV and live cams at www.itv.com/television/215.htm. And there's also a live stream on YouTube of Ukrainian TV Channel 1. Sheldon Harvey laments that RCI gave up shortwave, and along with it the Ukrainian language it used to broadcast in. There's a special relationship between Canada and Ukraine, with a lot of Ukrainian immigrants in Canada. When RCI was first formed, the Canadian government decided that one of the languages RCI must broadcast in was Ukrainian. The situation has encouraged BBC to add a couple of new transmissions in English, but not Ukrainian, not Russian. They're long gone from shortwave. The new transmission I ran across was on 15735, February 24th at 1536. It's been registered right away, and HFCC is on the air between 14 and 16 UT. And also a new one on 5875 at 20 until 22, both aimed eastward. It is the site being from Wooferton on the USA, where as yet we have no news of anything special from Voice of America on shortwave. However, a few days earlier there was an observation by John Filiozzi, February 18th, of the English News at 21 UT on 11720, reporting on the trucker demonstrations in Ottawa. It referred to the CBC as Canada's state media. This is as wrong can be. Canada has no state media, as the term is commonly understood. It's a public broadcaster. Unfortunately, VOA news are replete with inaccurate details like this. Dan Robinson, ex-VOA, says, VOA content is often full of examples like this, inaccuracies that are not picked up by the central news division's editing structure. Add to this the often terrible audio heard on newscasts by staff and contractors during COVID, and you have one embarrassment after another. On top of this are the ongoing head-shaking examples of VOA being outgunned on breaking news by the BBC. Richard Langley, New Brunswick, replies, even the BBC can exaggerate to make news more exciting. There was a report about clearing the protesters in Ottawa by pepper spray and flashbangs. As was obvious from Canadian television, there was very little use of these, and the removal was mostly peaceful. Then the police in Canada are relatively polite. The Michigan tip sheet, Don Moore in Pennsylvania, reports, on 8104, KPK in Punta Gorda, Florida, at 1206 UT, February 15th, with English language traffic, with yachts in the Caribbean and around Central America. Not clear whether this was AM or USD. It's from Bill Tilford about the new Radio Angeles service on WBCQ 4790, which has been propagation testing during February. Regular broadcasts begin on UT March 1st between 03 and 05 UT, or 10 p.m. to midnight Eastern. But that will switch 2 weeks later when daylight time begins to 02 until 04 UT to be at the same Eastern time. The two-hour block features music and radio theater programs from around the world, several of which are appearing for the first time anywhere. The full schedule will be on the WBCQ website and other places. On UT Monday, February 28th, at 03 until 05, a two-hour special, A Taste of Radio Angela, featuring clips from various programs that will be part of the service. Furthermore, just after the two-hour Radio Angela block, on UT Saturdays, starting March 5th, will be a new airing of World of Radio on 4790. That's at 0500 UT, switching to 0400 once daylight time starts. That'll give WBCQ listeners a chance to hear it earlier than before, especially considering the perishable info included. That is Friday nights at 11 Central. And it might also make it to Europe in the early morning. Hackensack Record published a story, WOR Radio was born 100 years ago. That's about the other WOR on 710 in New York. John Filiozzi comments, a fascinating story. I remember the WOR of old, maybe not that old, that had great NYC personalities hosting talk shows that actually talked about important and interesting things respectfully and with wit, life and culture and entertainment in the big city. Today, it's an iHeart station with conservative, if you can call it that, angry talk. It's almost all syndicated or ad-purchased airtime. iHeart is where radio goes to die. Ben Clark in New Zealand confirms that Radio Vanuatu has reactivated on 7260, quite unstable, drifting from 0.02 up to 0.064 in 6 minutes after 0518 UT on February 20th. And later seemed to have stabilized on 7260.078, but switching at 0600 to 5040, whether or not Cuba has already signed off. Monitoring of that mystery Quran station on 6300 USD from Zaharias Liangas in Greece on February 24th, he checked various remote receivers. He was hearing it via Hawaii at 0805, but not heard via Japan, Thailand, India, or the UK. Started talking afterwards. He says it's clearly not Indonesian, nor Malay, which he understands. Sounds more like something from the Horn of Africa. He'll have concern expressed in the Medium Wave Circle group over the prospect of more and more wireless charging of electric vehicles causing high radio frequency interference. The propagation outlook from SWPC Boulder issued February 21st. Geomagnetic field reaching G1 minor storm levels on March 3rd, 4th, 11th, and 19th. And KNSC is peaking at 18 and 5 on the 3rd, 15 and 5 on March 4th, 11th, and 19th. Solar flux descending from 103 February 25th, bottoming out at 93 on March 13th. And that's World of Radio 2127, recorded February 24th. Glenn Hauser here. Thanks for listening, and hear me again next week with a standard disclaimer.